Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. It is, well, the morning is great here in Houston, 10:30 Central Standard Time, and the sun is shining, and you know, it's been getting a little cooler here for this time of year, but we're really excited. I'm really excited that the sun is shining, because if the sun isn't shining in your day, it's probably because you're not looking out the window correctly. The sun should always be shining, whether it's raining, snowing, cloudy, or whatever it is. It's up to you to make the sun shine in your world. We got a great show lined up here today, as we do every Wednesday. We're going to talk about bringing clarity forward and website solutions. It's a great opportunity for everyone to learn the different things, and bringing clarity forward is, well, that's huge in my world. Okay, so before we get to our guests, I'm going to go over what's going on here this week. We had a great networking event yesterday here in the Houston area. And we had a speaker from the Dallas area come in, a social media expert. Sorry about that. And her name is Debbie Saviano. And she came in and she spoke to a group of about 40 people, explaining to them the Big Five, okay, how important the Big Five is. So what is the Big Five? Well, you have Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and what's the fifth one? I'm going to have to look back. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest. I'm missing one. I'm going to go find it here in a second. But my question to you is, do you understand social media? I mean, do you use it? There's Yelp, there's Clout, there's this, there's that. Man, does that get confusing. Does it all work for you? Do you need all of it? These are the questions that I don't know, but if you go to DebbieSaviano.com and check her out, she has a way of explaining it that's phenomenal. It allowed us all to understand what part of it was important for us to be on. Now, if you're a speaker, an author, if you're a business owner that's trying to gain recognition, they say that people look at your following, your tribe, your presence on social media. There's something to think about, okay? But there's so many things to think about. What you need to do is make sure that you sit down and figure out what part works for you and get a plan and work the plan. And here's another thing, just an idea, right? Get help. Pay someone that's an expert to help you do what you need to do, because that's not what you do. Exactly the same as someone hiring you for what you service people with or you provide them with. You're the expert. Hire the expert. Check out DebbieSaviano.com. That's S-A-V-I-A-N-O.com. Incredible stuff. Highly recommend her. Okay, so every week we talk about that one word, the word, you know, my background, gamble. 20 years in the gaming industry. We work off that word gamble every week. Week after week, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. This week I want to talk about the letter M for marketing. Now, marketing is something that we all need, but we all figure that marketing comes in a brochure, maybe it's in a brand, maybe it's the way we show ourselves on Facebook, I don't know. What do you think marketing is? Let's write it down, okay? Marketing. What is your definition of marketing your business? Well, for me, it all starts with you. You have to market yourself properly in order for people to do business with you. If you have certain beliefs, certain services, hey, if you have a program, are you using it? are you investing the time in your own program that you're trying to sell to other people? I mean, come on. What is it that you do that markets you as the expert? There's a lot of different things. You know, now in today's market, it's more of, well, when I go to a website, I want to see what you can do for me, right? I don't want to read about how powerful you are and how you're banging on your chest that you're the best. I understand that's got to be there. I want to see some of it there, but I don't want to see that first. I want to see what you're providing for me first. What are you going to do for me? You know, you think about who it is that you help, what their challenges are, how you can help them, and then give them the results, right? But at the same time, credibility means a lot. So, hey, is this starting to get confusing yet? Because for me, it hurts my head. I do radio. I produce radio shows. I coach people to be better networkers and be radio hosts. So marketing isn't really my expertise. Now, I know who I am and how I present myself. I market myself for just me and who I am. I don't try to be anybody different. And that's as far as I can go. I hired someone to do my marketing. Why? Because that's what they do. They understand the value of it. So every day that you're in your business and you're fighting your way through, you know, the ups and downs of business, are you recognizing what it is that you can't do yourself? Have you allowed yourself to look at the opportunity of having someone mentor you, help you, coach you? Are you willing to invest in yourself? Because let's face it, if you don't invest in yourself, no one's going to invest in you. That's just the way it plays out. Now, I know that everybody doesn't have money at the tip of their fingers to do things, but create a plan. Work on it. Create the opportunity. Make it happen. Have faith in what you're doing. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in the big guy, whoever it is that you look up to. And things will work out, but you have to point your toes in the right direction and start walking that walk in that path to get to where you got to go. If you don't do it, well, then, hey, you can only blame yourself. So when I talk about growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment, real quickly, I mean, that's a great acronym, right? We all need it from 8 years old all the way to 80 years old. Everyone in there needs to know about growth, growing within. Accountability, being accountable. Marketing, market yourself. Beliefs, change your beliefs. Leveraging, how are you leveraging yourself in your networking groups, in your business relationships? And enjoyment, are you taking the time out to enjoy your family so that you can be better at what you do weekly? All that comes into play, but it all points back to you. So in your daily day, make sure in the morning when you get up and you get ready to go and you check your list, make sure that you're going to be the best you can be. Because if people find out that you're not being you, eventually they're going to find it out and it's going to ruin everything that you have already marketed yourself to be. So you won't be successful. Just saying. Next week, I hope you'll call in and let me know how you created a new marketing path for yourself. 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. You can hit me up on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can go to Tony Gambone on Facebook. You can hit me up on Twitter under Tony Gambone, under TTR Network. Hey, we want to connect with everyone. And I don't only want to hear praise. I want to hear complaints. I can't get better unless you help me. So it's all fair game. We want to hear from everybody. Go to workshop-wednesdays.com. Register to be a guest. Bring your solid information to the show. Now, just remember, we're not bringing you on to do an infomercial. We're bringing you on to find out who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you can bring to the listeners. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my first guest, a lady by the name of Clara Corley. And while we're on break, you can go to her website to get started, okay, because I always like to get a head start on things. CoachProfessionalDevelopment.com. CoachProfessionalDevelopment.com. Check her out. We're going to go to break, and make sure to write down the number so you can call in and meet the guest. 347-989-1363. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
So you think you're tough enough for a tough talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, so make sure to go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the list of shows we have weekly here. We have from corporate to holistic and all the business in between, so make sure to click on the host tab. Check out the host. You can follow us on iTunes as well. There's no way that you can't be a part of this unless you just don't participate. So we look forward to meeting new people every week. My first guest today is Clara Corley, and she's the CEO and founder of Clarity Unlimited. She has an extensive and unique background as a career satisfaction expert on both business consultant and humanitarian. Now, I'm going to stop there and bring Clara up because I want to learn more about her. Clara, how are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. And thanks for taking time out to be on our show today. We appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. I really enjoyed your opening about social media and marketing and getting into action and your gamble. It's great. Really great.
You know, I find it interesting that there's so many things. You know, we live in such a fast world today. It's kind of like there's a shiny object in every blink of your day, and it's hard not to get distracted. And so we're gonna get to that in a little bit here with you, because you talk about three mistakes business owners make quite commonly. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But let's find out a little bit about Clara. I know that you have a great accent from England, right?
Thank you. Yes.
I'm a sucker for it. I can't help it. Anyway, where are you located now?
Well, right now I live in the San Francisco Bay Area in California. And I've been here about 9 years. I lived in Hawaii before that for 10 years, and before that I was in England. I've done a lot of travel to different places as well. So it's been a pretty interesting journey. Also worked in Rwanda and lived in India for a little while and worked in Romania. But I'm settling in the U.S. I really enjoy it here, and I love the California, Northern California at the fit.
Well, so all that travel, was it on your own? Was it with family? I mean, were you a child then? It's just something you did as an adult?
You know, the good thing about living in Europe, Tony, is that you can get anywhere very quickly, and, you know, 10 minutes later you're in another country. So I started when I was quite young, and we used to go over to France on holidays, and I was about 12. And then I carried that on. But, you know, I realized when I was about 19 or 20 that if I waited for people to go traveling with me, I was going to be waiting a long time and not going to very many places. So I would ask people, but if they didn't sort of jump on the bandwagon, off I went. So most of my travel has been alone. And I actually think it's a great way to go, because you meet so many more people when you're traveling alone. It's a completely different dynamic.
Yeah, I My wife and I, well, we've been together 20-some years, but when we go out, a lot of times we have a really good time when we go out not knowing anyone or bringing anyone. Yeah. It just allows us to kind of meet people and meet the environment as well. So I find that very very unique as well. So, tell me your background, college, degree, jobs. I mean, how did you... I mean, your business is Clarity Unlimited, okay? Career satisfaction for strong and smart professionals. How did you get there?
You know, I think there's... I love that question. There's so many myths out there about professionals, what we should be doing, the qualifications we should have. I mean, I grew up in England, and if you spent any time there, especially in the 70s and the 80s, you didn't have any credibility. And it's interesting you just asked me about qualifications, because without qualifications, without a degree, without an advanced degree, without your O-levels and your A-levels, which is what you get when you're 16 and 18, instead of your school level exams, without qualifications or certifications, you were not taken seriously. So people that were moving into more of the soft skill or entrepreneurial side of life, or, you know, more fitting to that, which was me, really didn't fit. It just wasn't a match. So I found that the environment I grew up in didn't really fit and match who I was. It didn't support who I was and my uniqueness. So I ended up just on these entangled paths. I try one direction, then I quit, then I try another direction, another direction, another direction. And the entire time I thought there was something quite wrong with me. And why couldn't I just go start a business? Both my parents were self-employed. Why didn't that work out for me? And the amount of berating that I put myself under because I wasn't doing it like everybody else was doing it is what largely inspired me to begin coaching in this area, because through that long, windy path and a lot of personal judgment, I found my way to really what is my sweet spot. And I know what I'm doing in my life at this point is what I was put here to do. This is my strength, and it's also what I love. And I think those two things are really important. And I got some insights about the journey. And it's I think one of the hardest things for people to do is to allow themselves their own unique journey. I've got lots of shoulds and rules and here's how it needs to look and so on and so forth. And it's rubbish for the most part. It's rubbish. And it just puts a lot of pressure on people. And when they feel like they can actually start walking that path, or the path that's authentically theirs, the results change dramatically and quickly. So that's quite a long answer. I can give you the list.
Well, no, it isn't.
As well, if you like.
I find. Yeah, but, you know, I find that the people that are most successful in today's market are people that lived the experiences that they teach. They didn't read about them. They actually experienced them. And I think that that's really the new credibility. Same thing that you said back in the 70s. When I was getting out of high school in the early 70s, if you didn't go to college, then you were going to ride on the back of the trash truck and you won't be the driver of the trash truck, you know. So, I mean, now you could go to college forever and still be a server in a restaurant. So there's a different world there, and people have names behind or letters behind their names, and society is more interested in listening to people with experience is behind their names. So I think that you're really qualified just because of that.
Well, thank you. And I, you know, it was interesting. I think because of that initial upbringing, I went and got the qualifications anyway. And it's definitely been helpful. I mean, my degree's in speech communications, and I'm trained in a modality called voice dialogue, which is just you know, Tony, when you have those two voices in your head, you're being pulled in multiple directions inside yourself. Like, I want to go towards this goal I have, or I want to grow my business to this size. I want to take that risk and hire that marketing person. And then there's this other part of me that's going, I'm really scared. Or I'm just not sure, or really what I want to do is just stay home and sit on the sofa and eat donuts. So voice dialogue helps people to manage some of those energies so they're not quite so pulled in many directions and they can find what is their true voice. So I'm trained in that, and I got a facilitation certification and worked at Ernst & Young, got some phenomenal training in team building and coaching and from some of the best coaches in the country. And I've done some coaching trainings as well. So I've got all of that. And like you said, I think for me, my excuse me, what makes me an effective coach is the fact that I can empathize and I get it and I can see the route for people. Because if I'm sitting there and I've got some qualification about career path that I don't really understand where my clients are at, they're going to feel it. People already feel isolated enough, I think.
Well, people sometimes don't act very smart, but they're nowhere near, you know, stupid. Because when you're in front of the stage, and I'm looking at your Facebook page, okay, and it's facebook.com/clarity.unlimited, and you're there with your hands on the stage, you're in action, and the whole audience is tuned in. But you can't pretend to do that. That's something inside. I mean, people don't, it's hard enough for them to get in front of the room as it is. But when you're moving your body parts around up there and you are engaged in it, people understand that you've been there. If not, because there's a different presence, I think. And so, anyway,
yeah.
I really like what you have. I love all your stuff. Make sure to go to the Facebook page. Go to coachprofessionaldevelopment.com. I think there's another URL that I'm not giving out properly either, right? It's clarityunlimited.com.
Clarityunlimited.com. No,
yeah.
Those will work.
Okay. And so let's talk about the three mistakes that business owners make on a, make a lot, that cause them overwork, overwhelm, and wondering why they started their business in the first place. I bet there's a couple people out there like that.
Well, I want to tie this in a little bit to your intro, because when you're talking about get into action, do your social media, present to people what I can do for you, right? And your GAMBLE acronym. So, in other words, be the best that you can be. That was your bottom line on that. That those things need to be in place. There has to be a level of confidence, a level of courage, and a level of action before people are going to be able to go and do those marketing pieces, SEO pieces, and do them well. You've got to know who you are, and you've got to be ready to walk in those shoes, because it's vulnerable, and it means exposure. So the mistakes that people are making are sometimes not what they think. But what I've seen the most, the number one, the number three mistake that I see that causes their work overwhelm and wondering why you started your business in the first place, is doing it alone. It's a lone wolf. And it's exactly what you were talking about at the beginning. People isolating themselves in their business, not going out and getting help, thinking it's going to cost thousands of dollars to get a VA or to get an administrative assistant when it doesn't. Hiding behind, I don't have the time to train somebody, when you've got to make the time. Because at some point you've got to be able to duplicate yourself, and lone wolf is a wonderful hiding place, and it really doesn't work. And often there's a lot of fear that goes on behind it. We need to sort of control. I've seen in people they need to sort of I need to have control over absolutely everything, and the quality is going to drop. And but doing it alone is one of the number three biggest mistake. It really is.
Okay, so. When you meet a client, and I don't know, I think that every entrepreneur out there, part of their DNA is control issues, or they wouldn't be working for themselves. How do you get them to break that hold of having to touch everything that's moving in their business and let someone else take those parts over? How do you do that?
Great question. You have to want something more than what you currently want. So if currently my control, I'm getting benefits from if it's control. I mean, it isn't for everybody, but it is for many. But if control is my thing, or I'm getting a feeling of safety, or I'm getting a feeling of I'm okay with somewhat of my level of accomplishment in this area. Whatever it is I'm getting out of the size of where my business is now. If I want to grow it, I've got to change my vision. I've got to hook myself into something else that's more exciting. So oftentimes with people, for example, I have a woman who works for a large corporation, but she's got a dream to run a health and wellness organization and really make this a franchise and make this big. And part of our first initial work together was for her to really hook into that so that she could start getting into action towards it, because she'd had the dream for quite a few years. And now she's moving towards it. I mean, we've been going about a year, and she's got a lot of things in place. She's creating her mastermind, her board of directors. I mean, it's very, very exciting, almost ready to open her first location. So you've got to change the desire, change the vision. You've got to find a new vision, go a little bit deeper. Because control is a very limiting. When we're connected to our purpose, Tony, or something that's really, really important to us, control becomes secondary.
Yeah, it is hard, but it is important, I think. And from my own experiences, I know that I had to give up control in order to gain access to a higher level of business. I mean, and most people probably understand that that's their problem. I just didn't know whether you had a pill they could take, or it's a certain program that you put them through. Do you hypnotize them? Because that's probably got to be the hardest part of your job, to get people to be successful in your program, is to give up control of what they think they have to be in control of.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's why I do the work I do. And giving up control is about hiring somebody to help you as well. It's about hiring a coach. It's about joining a program. In my online, I do a self-study with live group coaching calls that runs for about 8 weeks, and people get significant changes, and they have the support of a group on that as well, if they're unable to come into the private work. But sometimes it's just as simple as saying, I'm putting my hand up and I'm saying, I know that what I've been doing isn't working. I can be honest enough with myself on that. I'm going to bring somebody in to help me work through my fears and to help me let go. There isn't a magic pill. I tell you, the one thing that just fascinates me is, what is it that causes some people to step up and through that and be willing to relinquish that like you did, so that your business could grow and your impact could grow? That was obviously very important to you. What's the difference between you and everybody that doesn't do that? And I haven't put my finger on that yet. It's very, very interesting. I mean, you can have an inspiring conversation with somebody, they can get fired up in a moment. They're like, yes, ready, I'm going to go do something. You know, a lot of weekend workshops do that. Or they'll listen to a one-hour radio show and get inspired by that. But then you got to get into action. And if you're doing it alone, your old fears and the box you've been living in is going to pull you back in, unless you've got somebody there that you're talking to on a consistent basis or is helping you actually work through those. That's what I use voice dialogue for.
And, you know, I call it the fresh air hits them and they go, you know, they have amnesia or everything that they heard. It's just like if you walk out of a workshop and you're all fired up, by the time you get to your office or your home, you're not there anymore. It's just, I don't understand it. And then you have that stack of notebooks that you've gained from the whole year of workshops that are just piled up on your desk. For me, what made me change my thought process was I got tired of my nose getting bloody every time I ran into the wall. And then I guess my pride might have got in the way a little bit too, because being a control freak comes with pride issues as well, right? So I got tired of not looking like I was succeeding, so I surrendered to finding out what it is I needed to do to be better.
Very good.
So, and I think everybody gets their chance to do that. Hopefully they'll be lucky enough to stand by you while you're there and they make that choice so they can get the help they need.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fantastic, and it is true. I mean, I often say either frighten yourself forwards or find a vision that inspires you and can pull you forwards. And often when the pain gets enough, people will change. Like, I'm sick of looking bad, I'm sick of failing, I'm sick of whatever it is, and now I'm going to make a change. Yeah, so it's so different for so many people. That's why I do professional speaking, because I can talk to large groups of people and hopefully inspire that in some of them, and then they step up and want to do something different.
Well, it is a numbers game. I mean, you just have to, and it doesn't matter in your business or you're the pest control business. It doesn't matter what business it is. It's amount of people you can be around, be by, to not only learn but to create relationships to build business. And I think that when you hang around with people and you're the smartest person in the room, right? What is that saying? You're supposed to get out of the room
mm-hmm.
quickly. You want to hang around with people that are going, that are where you want to go so you can get better. And nothing here is anything that was created magically. It's just, you know, we have more people in position for when other people are ready to, you know, turn into that process, shift their life and develop new, as you put it, develop new clarity and direction. So let me ask, how can people, I mean, you have lots of products online, audio, you got a really cool website. I mean, you just really have everything available for everybody. How can people do business with you? Do you travel on a circuit to speak? Is there books to purchase? Can you give them all that information?
Yeah, the book is on the website. It's also on Amazon, and ironically, it's called Turn, T-U-R-N, what you just said. And it's my four-step process. I came up with a body of work a couple of years ago that I think are the, really the core pieces to help people begin to turn things around and start to look at what's stopping them so that they can, because when we increase our awareness of what's stopping us, then we can make different choices. I have a coaching page on there. People submit a questionnaire, and then we have an exploration call to see if they're a fit. And I run the groups. The next one, well, we filled May, so I think the next one's in June. Just go on the website. Go to the top right-hand corner, put your name and your email address in. You'll be entered into the membership area, and then you'll be part of my database, and I can reach out and have contact with you. Because I can also see people fill out a very brief questionnaire when they get access to that, and it's free access. And then I can see where they're challenged, and anything they purchase will also be uploaded into that area. So it's very easy. Probably the easiest step is go into the homepage, clarityunlimited.com, enter your name and email so that we can be in touch or reach out to me. info@clarityunlimited.com.
Well, the time goes really fast, and
yeah.
I will be reaching back out to you, as I said earlier, to get you on other shows and more. We have just a bunch of shows. There's a ton of information, and there's even a larger group of people that need to hear that information. So really thankful for your time today. I look forward to having you back on. One quick question. When's the next book coming out?
I've been recording it for the last year and a half. And it's going to
yeah?
be about how to move through transition with more ease. So I don't know when it's coming out, but I've got the content. I've got a great question.
We look forward to it.
If people want to know the other two, sorry, if people want to know the other two big mistakes, have them drop me a note and I'll let them in on the secret.
There you go. So sign up on the website. Get connection with there. There's a four video supercharge your career that you can get on there as well. I mean, there's a lot of information. Check it out. Clara, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate you spending time with us, getting up early there in California and being a part of the show.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. We'll talk soon. Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to bring up my second guest, JP Jones, and we're going to learn about website solutions. And, you know, one of the things that I see all the time out there is people are doing websites a certain way because that's the way they think it is. Now, I'm not saying that my website's better than anybody else's website, but what I am saying is that we need to educate ourselves. So, for instance, if your sales are down in your business, you would get a book on sales. If your website isn't getting you what you need to get, you need to get a book on websites. And through that book on websites comes learning. And then you'll learn all the things that you can do. And, of course, you can't do it. So you would be interested in learning more from people like J.P. Jones. So we're going to be right back after this short break, and we're going to bring them up on the show and find out what it is that we can do to be better at website solutions. So we'll be right back.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, the host of the show. Call-in number today is 347-989-1363. If you missed the first part of the show, you can go back to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on the calendar to find that show, or you can go to iTunes and download it as well. Listen to it at your own convenience. And you can also find out about my first guest by going to coachprofessionaldevelopment.com, or you can go to clarityunlimited.com. That's the second, same website. Anyway, check out Clara Quarterly and learn more about how you can improve yourself. My second guest today is J.P. Jones, and J.P. Jones, well, she wears many hats. Among them are graphic design, web design, social media marketing, teaching, book publishing, blogging, and writing. She's the author of Market Yourself, A Beginner's Guide to Social Media. She's the owner of Page One Media and Page One Publishing, a graphic design firm and publishing company that works with domestic and international clients on projects ranging from basic logo developments to magazine and book designs. Now, I just want to bring JP up and welcome her to the show. Welcome, JP.
Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for taking time out. You have quite a resume, and I don't usually read that deep into a bio because I want to get people up on the show and learn more from them. But I got to tell you the truth, I started reading and I couldn't stop. So great stuff.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Now, they can find you by going to I'm just going to spell it out because can't say it properly. CollipsisIS.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's Collipsis. That's our web company.
And say it again?
Yes, Collipsis.
Collipsis. Okay, very good. I'll try that again later, maybe.
No,
all right. So, but you have, well, I wouldn't expect anything but an incredible website because that's what you guys do. But before we get there, I want to learn a little bit about who you are. So where are you calling in from, and where are you from originally?
Well, I'm actually calling in from where I'm from originally. I'm a little bit south of Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where I'm calling from today. And our company, we have a base here in Nashville, or in the Nashville area, rather, and then also one in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we kind of cover both sides of the country with those.
Very good. Okay, so your website's really cool. You got a lot of different types of websites, and I know I'm always wondering about my website. I'm always just wondering, and is it right? Is it? Can I do more? I mean, it almost gets to a point where it wears me out, you know. But let me ask you a couple questions before we get there. What Correct. Brought you to doing this? Is this your background? I mean, were you always fascinated with technology? I mean, is this something you went to school for? How'd you get there?
Well, actually, I got into the technology part from an art perspective because I have always been an artist. As an entrepreneur even, I started my first art-based company when I was 8 years old. And, you know, I would paint, and I went on, you know, in high school I would do commissioned work and did a lot of, you know, traditional art, painting and those kind of things. When I went to college, I majored in graphic design, and it was there that I started to kind of pull in the technology aspect of it, you know, and learning about, you know, of course, web became such a big thing so quickly and, you know, just really started to take off. And so that part of it fascinated me, taking the art background and the skills that I had developed, you know, with that and taking that into the technology sphere then. And so it all kind of meshed together at that point.
Hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
Our web company has been around since 2007, so it's been, you know, actually out there for 7 years as the company as it is now. But my background, you know, from the graphics standpoint, I've been doing that about 11 years now.
And, you know, I would imagine that you are very, very busy because, I mean, so there's a lot of people using WordPress sites. And
sure.
And it makes it, it's easy, okay, for people to use. But I know, because we've used WordPress sites. All right, so you have it built. Then what? And how's that working? How do you get people there? And what is this? Is the content right there? Are you using the right keywords? Are keywords right? Are do you need keywords? This just keeps going back and forth and back and forth. So if someone already had their website built, do you then come in? Can you then come in and manage their website or help them improve their website? Or, I mean, do they just have to start out from scratch from you, or can you pick up where they messed up?
Well, there's a lot of different levels of that, and kind of depending on where they're at and how much control they want to relinquish. If they truly want us to really manage it, then normally we do a start-from-scratch kind of solution, you know, where we rebuild the site on the, you know, system that we use and just try to keep everything as efficient as possible. You know, as a small business, we currently manage a little over 200 clients' websites, and so we want to keep everything as efficient as possible and, you know, not have to learn a lot of different systems. But at the same time, from a marketing perspective, because we do also offer things along that line, you know, there's a lot of those things that you can apply to any type of site. So it just kind of depends on where they're at and, you know, how far they want to get into it. But, you know, like you said, it's not enough really even, you know, in today's world to have a website because everybody and their brother has a website. So there's so many more things now that have to kind of come into play with that. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, you talked a lot about market yourself. I loved that since that's the name of one of my books. But that's a big part of it, you know, is once that website's out there, actually marketing it and getting it noticed and getting it in the search results and hitting your target audience with it.
Mm. Yeah, so let me ask you a question. Do you do membership sites?
We do. We've done a few membership sites. We've even done a few. We've done an online school. So we like to kind of mix it up and do a little bit of everything with the different types of, you know, websites that are out there and available. And, of course, you have to, you know, you have to approach them differently, and they're all going to be marketed differently.
Right, right. So, and you do sites for authors as well. So, and I'm correct in
yes,
saying you have a publishing company, right?
Yes, sir, sure do.
Uh-huh. And so how many books have you written?
I've written two myself, and then also done several collaborations where I've contributed. But my two books are Market Yourself, A Beginner's Guide to Social Media. That was published in 2009. And then in 2012, I published my second book, which is 31 Days of Marketing.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So I would have to say, or I would have to think that you agree with the fact that today's world, the new business card is a book.
Well, I do think, you know, if you have the knowledge and you're able to share that with other people, I do think that that's a big deal. I think being able to share that information and get it out as a teaching tool, you know, that that gives a lot more credence to just having that business card, you know, like you said. So, I mean, you know, I think if you've got the wherewithal and you've got the information and you want to share it, you know, I think that's a great thing. And I think it is a great marketing tool in itself. I don't necessarily think it's replaced the business card, though. I think there's a lot of networking situations where that that card's going to lend a little more credence than necessarily, you know, having a book, especially depending on how it's put together.
Right. Right. Well, so I run a networking group here in Houston, and I'm always working with authors and speakers because they are the radio host. There are people that I train to be radio hosts on Tough Talk Network. And one of the things that I always tell them is if you're not in front of a group of people, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And if you're going to be in front of a group of people, they should have something to walk away with. And so a book, you know, 150 pages, 180 pages, a book would be something that not only shows credibility, but allows you to tell who you are, because I'm under the understanding that no one really cares what you do until they learn who you are. So I think that the book is a big help there to have people available to do it. And compilation books seem to even be a bigger opportunity because you have built-in salespeople.
Absolutely. In fact, I love the idea behind a compilation book and anything that you can contribute to like that, because like you said, if you've got 20 authors or 20 business people coming together to collaborate on a book like that, and, you know, everybody's contributing a chapter, you've already got 20 people that are interested in selling that book, you know. And so I do think that's a big thing, and I've seen a real big trend toward that with a lot of publishing houses. You know, instead of putting all of their eggs in one basket on one author, they'll look for that kind of thing where they're finding different authors to collaborate on a single book, and, you know, you get all of the different ideas together, and you do have all of that different vast experience.
Yeah, I try to explain it because we have a compilation book with Tough Talk Network. It's called Share Your Message with the World, and there's 30 different co-authors, and I try to explain to people this could be the trailer video of your book to come.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's just the beginning of it all. So, okay, I didn't mean to drift off there, but I just wanted to get your opinion because you do this type of work. So when you talk to business owners, what are like the top three things that you tell them that is important about that you can provide for them? Like your web solutions, okay, for someone, whether an author, a business owner, at school. I mean, you have all types of websites that you do. So what is the top three things that you're going to provide for them that would make them say, hey, you know what, I need her to do my website?
I would say the very first one of those is just the fact that you need something that's created, but it's not going to create a hassle. Because that's one of the things, you know, like you mentioned earlier, somebody that goes out and they set up a site themselves or, you know, whatever, a lot of times those wind up in pulling out your hair in a few months and, you know that you need to improve it, but you don't know where to go and all of that. So that's kind of the first thing, is to make it hassle-free, because creating a website for your company and having a website out there shouldn't be a burden to you. It should be a benefit to you. And so that's a big thing. And that's where one of the things that our company does is we are full service in the respect that if you come to us and let's say, you know, either you've got a site that you don't like anymore or that, you know, is really outdated and you know that you need to change, or maybe you don't have a site at all, we can provide everything that you need, you know, from start to finish. You don't have to jump through a bunch of different hoops with a lot of different companies for, you know, different part design over here and marketing over here and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But we provide everything, you know, from the hosting to the creation to the, you know, management and, you know, all of those kind of things. And so that's one of the big things, is that it shouldn't be a burden to you guys if you come and you need a website, because we're in that point to society where businesses and, you know, entrepreneurs and speakers, authors, all of these different things, people are looking for you on the web, and they're trying to locate you there, and that's kind of our initial reaction to anybody. We want to look them up online and kind of get our own feel for them. And so it's definitely come to that place where everybody needs a website, or, you know, everybody that's trying to network in any kind of arena, music website out there. And so making that hassle-free and not a burden is kind of our first, you know, our first goal for a client.
Well, I know that the SEO, the, you know, it's a matter of getting people to knock on your door, so to speak, to visit your website, is the opportunity to be able to do business, more business. And, of course, you don't want 10,000 people signing up to do business today because you'd go out of business because you couldn't handle it. But you do want the idea that 10,000 people could find you instantly. So how important are the words in your content for that, and do you work with people with that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Having that content out there that really showcases your company, showcases what your goals are, and leads to the keywords and the SEO that people are searching for and they're trying to locate you online, you know, that's huge. And so a lot of times we'll have clients that will bring in, you know, if they don't have a writer on staff or somebody that regularly does that kind of thing, they may bring in a writer to really work with them and get to know the company and make sure that the content, the verbiage that's on that website does best represent them. If that's not available for them or they don't have that availability, then yes, we have people in-house that do that. We also have a network of editors and writers that we work with that we can outsource to. So that's always an option. But the content that's on that website, one of the things that we always tell clients is that you have to think of your website as a 24/7 employee. It's always on call. It's always out there. And most importantly, it's always telling people the same thing, whereas, you know, those human counterparts, they're telling your customers all sorts of different things every time somebody comes in. But the website is that 24/7 employee for you. And so that written content and the information that you have on that site, it's a huge game changer for the website. It needs to be, you know, clearly written. It needs to be professionally written. And it does need to contain those search, those keywords and search terms that you want people to find you, you know, with. Because, you know, over the years, SEO has gotten such a poor reputation because people can, you know, they've abused it. They've put keywords that aren't actually on the site. They've done all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, it doesn't hold just keywords alone. Doesn't hold the same type of credence that it used to. But by making that content really speak to that, it's really gonna improve those results.
So I'm looking at your website, Collipsis.com, and I'm going to spell it for everyone, Collipsis.com. And so I go to the contact, because everyone out there knows every week I tell people, if you don't research everyone's website, you're cheating yourself out of valuable information that you could have on your website. So we have a business, and we're always looking for VAs and just people to help out. We even advertise for college students through the college newspapers and stuff like that, web links and all that stuff. But on yours, you have apply for an internship. Now, this is very cool. I just emailed it to someone to show them this, because this is something I would like to have our company use. So people, if you're out there listening, make sure to check every tab, because under the contact tab, people go, I don't want them to contact me. Just hover over and look and see, because this is really something that you could bring someone on. And I love what it says. It says, please note, all interns are unpaid, but many result in paid staff positions. This is a great way to grow a team, okay, and bring them in and teach them the way you want it to be done. So I love this. This is awesome.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's something that we tell clients a lot of times, especially if we're working with a small business or somebody that's just kind of getting that start. We talk to them a lot about that internship program idea specifically. And, you know, I know there's a lot of kind of bad connotation associated with internships sometimes, but I think as long as you're upfront, as long as you make sure that the intern is benefiting from the experience, you know, those kind of things, we've had wonderful, wonderful results with our internship program and the type of students and even adults that we have that apply to it. And, you know, like I said, a lot of them do wind up going forward and becoming a paid staff member and just you know, going on and doing great things. So it's really been a positive thing for us.
Well, it sounds like you have a mindset that you are in it to help the interns succeed, where a lot of people think of an intern as a free opportunity to get someone to do all the work they don't want to do, and they're not showing
exactly.
them any value for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you're absolutely right. That's one of the things that we do try to make sure we do, too. Like with our interns, we let them build their own website. We host it for them, you know, no cost to them. And, you know, that's a huge learning tool for them, is because they see from start to finish, you know. But that's one of those things that we supply to them. You know, we don't necessarily put them on payroll, but we're still giving back to them and making sure that it is a mutually beneficial relationship. And, you know, in turn, when they get finished, they go tell somebody else, say, hey, you need to go do an internship with these people because they were awesome, you know. And so that, you know, again, it just kind of keeps helping us on down the road.
Yeah, I love – see, this is what's so cool for me. I mean, I get to market what everybody does. I get to meet people from all around the world doing radio shows. But I get to learn so much information. All the questions and all the answers that I've given with you today is from what I've learned, because I don't have any background in websites other than clicking on them, you know what I mean, and reading them. So it's really such a great source of information spread across the Internet through the radio shows, because it gives listeners a chance to hear a website, go there and click on it and say, hey, you know what, this is something I liked. And if you just find one thing, it was worth your time, because that adds up at the end of the year to enough knowledge to know who you want to hire, why you want to hire them, and what do you want to get out of hiring them. So, man, this is some great stuff. Tell me about the 2014 Bronze Stevie Customer Service Awards.
Oh, all right. Well, we are really proud of that. That was a huge accomplishment for us. We had entered that competition back in February and, you know, didn't really know how far it would go, because there's a lot of really steep competition, especially in the Stevie Awards, because it is an international competition. But we wound up being named a finalist to that, and we won a bronze in customer service. And among those, among the other ones that won in our category, was GoDaddy, Rackspace, Coca-Cola. So, you know, among the seven that were actually given an award, we were just thrilled, because we were the only small business that was actually received an award of any type in that category. So we were really thrilled, considering who we were up against.
That's awesome. Big names to be in there. I mean, talk about gaining credibility. That's awesome. That is really good. And, you know, I just went to the Stevie Awards .com just to see what it was, right? And so for the people out there listening, once again, can anybody enter this contest? I mean, is there a certain thing that you have to qualify to be able to enter the contest?
Not that I know of. It's open to any. They've got different types of competitions, all business related, but they're open to, you know, pretty much anybody that wants to fill out the information and submit their entry. You have to do a write-up about your company and, you know, talk specifically about the things that you do in a certain category for whatever you're entering, and, you know, provide that information and the processes and all of that. But, yeah, I think it's open. And, you know, that's something, too, as far as, you know, as small businesses, those kind of things to get recognition, you know, entering competitions and, you know, you rack up a lot of awards over time, but you also, you know, you learn so much because you see what everybody else entered and you get ideas. And, I mean, you know, that's part of it, is getting out there and seeing what's going on in the industry. You can't learn something, you know, just sitting at home and working. You've got to actually see what else is going on out there, and that's where you get your, you know, you get ideas and you take things and you apply it different ways.
I love it. I mean, I always live by, you don't know what you don't know, so if you don't get out from behind your desk and allow yourself to meet new people, whether it's online or offline, you're stunning your growth. So, JP, we're running out of time. Can you give everyone your contact information and allow them to know how they can get a hold of you and what you might have coming out in the next week or two for them to be a part of?
Absolutely. They can contact us there on the website. That's collipsis.com, collipsis.com. And you know, any of the contact forms will get to us ultimately, so that's not a problem. We have, a lot going on, like you mentioned, with the different companies that we've got in play. We've got a little bit of everything going on, but specifically, I'd like to point them over to our Pinterest page. We've got if they look for Coolipsis on Pinterest, they'll find that we post a daily web tip every day over there on that board, and so that's pretty handy, especially if they're, looking for great ideas to get their website up to the next level. There's a free daily tip there every day, and so they can check those out.
Well, I so thank you for your time today. You've been very...